C2WI. I don't hear anyone doing the net, so this is KC2WI now calling the Black River Valley service net. This net meets every evening 9 o'clock on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655 MHz located on Jackson Hill, southwest of Boonville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. You don't need to be a club member. Urgency and priority traffic has precedence. Do we have any emergency traffic before we begin the net? This is KC2WI net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins from battery-powered portable or mobile stations. Over. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Over.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system. And Pete, we may have one other station. He's just got to get his rig fired up. It'll be KD2JWC. I think he'll be in here momentarily.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and make a transmission, then we'll see who else might be in there. Go ahead.
All right, hey Pete. Yeah, I was just gonna see if I could pick the net up for you because I was a little late getting at this thing myself. KD2FPM, like I say, out here in Oneonta, and we got a band of snow running through us right now down here. In fact, just about 25 minutes ago, I got off of the net over in Johnstown on the K2JJI repeater, and they do an Aries Races net every Tuesday night, and they have Echolink set in. In fact, those guys are networking a couple of their repeaters together, and not only so they're together for Echolink, but they're together for their use too, because they got a couple bad spots over there. So that's kind of neat that they're doing that. So it was a really good net. It went really long. Like I say, it's normally an hour or so long. It went for almost an hour and 40 minutes, so that's quite a long net. So 16 check-ins. I was like, wow. But all right, I won't hold the repeater down. It looks like KD2JWC is now logged in, so I will back out. KD2FPM 73 back to net control.
Okay, what time is that? 7 o'clock do they start? Is it every Tuesday?
Yeah, that is affirmative. Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., and it's the K2JJI. That's Kilo 2 Juliet, India. I'm sorry, Julia, India. I can't even read the print here. I apologize, Pete. I don't have my glasses on. This is the Johnstown repeater. And like I say, they're a really good bunch of guys. Like I say, it's an Aries Races net. So you can either check in and check out, or they ask you if you check in that you maintain through the whole net. And they've been doing trainings on how to send and receive traffic and proper keywords and terminology to use when on a net and whatnot. So it was really kind of a neat experience. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, I know those guys. Some of them are members of the Hamilton County Club, and I've never been down to one of their meetings. Usually I go up to Long Lake for field day the last couple of years, but they got a big field day that they have in I don't remember, it's park, you know, it's a real nice public thing down there. And I didn't know that they had that, and I might try to listen in on that. That's really good. I wish we could get that kind of enthusiasm around here for, you know, Aries Racy's traffic handling and all that stuff. And I really think that the thing to do, I don't know if they're doing it, I know they're doing some, but I really think that, you know, the time has come that we really got to step up to the plate and be able to do the digital modes, and because you can send a formatted radiogram or a formatted ICS to a 13 or plain text message or whatever, you know, much longer message and very, you know, 100% accuracy basically, and way less time than you could ever do it on voice. It's good to have the voice procedure, but boy, I'll tell you, the digital stuff is really nice. And you know, theoretically, you could send a fax, basically. I mean, you could do that with slow scan TV or some of the other modes where you could send images. All right, I'll have to keep that in mind. And this is KC2WY. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we have other rec calling stations. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta on Echo White.
Okay, I got to remember to pause a little bit here. This is KC2WY, KD2JWC recognized. Go ahead.
KD2JWC, hope everyone's staying warm and safe this evening and watching the roads if they're out on them. I'm showing 22, wind chill of 12, winds out of the west at 12. And actually just getting home from the firehouse from doing requested patron siren test for the county. The county's working on moving their 911's dispatch center from one location to another. The county's going to be taking it back over. So I'm trying to get some testing and stuff done there so they can make sure the councils work. But pretty much been one of those days looking like I might be going out to scrape parking lots up in the morning. But other than that, it's been a pretty decent day. Hope everyone's having a decent time too. This is KD2JWC, back to Net Control.
Okay, very good, Matt. Yeah, the weather, well, you're maybe too far south, but the map for the lake effect, the big lake effect out of this storm, is showing Oswego across from Oswego and diagonally down through, not really hitting Syracuse, but hitting all Central Square and maybe Brewerton Central Square, probably Pulaski, that kind of, and diagonally down and into, I guess, part of Madison, whatever. But I don't think that's, you know, you're too far south for that. You just probably get some general snow. At one time, they were saying that, you know, 12 to 18 or something here, and now the National Weather Service is really not only saying, you know, 3 to 5 overnight. I was kind of hoping, actually, it sounds funny, for a little more, because I didn't get to go out in the today. I could have, but I wore myself out. Blowing snow yesterday, and it was cold, and, you know, and I don't really want to go out, and, you know, whatever. When I finally went out, it wasn't bad, and there was snow, but it never amounted to much, and the visibility was good, but it was too late to really go for a ride. Anyway, so I'm thinking tomorrow, I think I could get away with not working for a better part of the day and get out. And maybe find some trails that still haven't been packed and groomed, and some of the off back trail, off, you know, seasonal road stuff and all that. Anyway, that as it may. This is KC2WY. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any further Echolink stations? Over. nothing heard. And by the way, Kevin and anybody else who's listening, anytime we want to do some message handling and all that, I'm not an expert, you know, a traffic handler, but, you know, we can do that. We should do that, actually, because we say we'll handle traffic here, but I don't know the last time anybody's ever actually done that on this net. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for check-ins any station anywhere. Over.
N2PFM, good evening, Pete. WA2U. N2KPS.
Okay, got N2PFM, WA2U, N2KPR. So N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete and everybody on the net. 22 degrees here. Temperature range today was 14 to 26. And we had a total of 14 inches of lake effect out of a first storm, which isn't big considering it was over 2 feet in Copenhagen. And they're saying that this storm is going to actually go up, intensify over Watertown, start moving down this way, and then all the way down there to right around Syracuse and that, and then come back up, but shrink in how far inland it's going to go, and then hit up and strengthen over Watertown again, and then break apart there and start breaking off there again at Watertown. That's at least what I've seen there so far. I want to tell you, with that new antenna you got up there, your signal is one heck of a lot better getting into the repeater. Used to always have some static or bacon frying on it, and now there was perfect into the repeater. So we'll see what we're going to get out of this one now. Just weird, no matter, I guess, of just how fast it's going to come down from Watertown to here, and how long it's going to stay here before it goes down, and how long before it comes back up again, and then so it goes up to Watertown again. And that's, I think, more iffy right now. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, A, I'm putting out 50 watts. I'm running my 746 Pro, and it's kind of nice. I got, you know, it's got Vox. And actually, I have a foot switch, but the stupid radio only recognizes the foot switch on HF and the connector I got it plugged into. It won't key the radio on 2 meters. I don't understand that, but that's the way it is. But the box seems to work good. I got it set up so it stays on. And, so it's more power, but I could probably go down to, you know, like, okay, here's a, let's say, here's 20 watts. Does it sound any different, George?
Right now, it's just a slight bit of hiss, that's all.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll put it up a little bit. I got to find I've got the phasing line, but I don't know what happened to the ring and the three radios that, you know, that you put on the pipe that I guess basically puts a mirror, you know, it makes the ground plane, puts a mirror image below it. And I'd be darned if I know what happened to those. I'm sure I have them because I got the phasing line. It's an antenna that I got from KC2EUD there, Cal, up it when he moved. And it's been sitting in my garage for, you know, 10 or whatever years. And finally I said, I'm going to put this up here. And I would think that I'd have had the other parts that had it all together. The ring part, that's just a little piece. You know, that could be in a box or anywhere. But the radios, those are 3 19-inch rods, and that you wouldn't, you know, probably, you have to have a pretty big box. So I don't know what the heck happened to them. I'll keep looking. That'll give me a little more gain. And I may, once the weather calms down here and we get a nice day, try to put another 5 foot of mast, just shove the mast up and put 5 foot on the bottom. And if I can get the ring, the radios on there and do that, maybe that would be enough to, you know, the 5 feet might make a huge, doesn't look like you're going to have any much solar generation until next week, but next week looks pretty good. I think there's some clear, it looks like quite a few clear days. Okay, we'll move on to WA2U, and I wonder if you got any snow out of this big lake effect storm yesterday, and if not, did you get any today? Over.
WA2U. It's continuing. We got some yesterday, and it's going now to the dumpster today. Brought some stuff from the cellar out there that hopefully that's going to disappear tomorrow. Been here almost 2 years with all our construction and remodeling, so that'll leave a space out there in the driveway off to the side, so we're glad about that. But yeah, that was full of snow on top of that today. So I spent some time in the cellar just pulling nails. Boy, this guy, I don't know, he was here before, but I must have taken a couple pounds of nails off the rafters that don't need to be there. So I went around, I started that, and I go, wow, what did I get myself into? But that's okay. So I've got 99.99% of all the junk is gone out of the cellar. And if stuff that I threw out was questionable, I'll buy brand new. So that's the way I look at it. There was some threaded rod and stuff, but it's been down there 40 years, so I don't need it. And let's see, I had a couple comments. Yeah, Pete, you're probably... you'll change your angle of radiation, so that might help some, you know, it'll give you a different takeoff angle. And it's good hearing everyone on the net here this evening. The scanner's been busy. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic that's around. I can't keep track of them all. I know a lot of people receive traffic, and I completely agree with you. There's a whole topic. I think the digital mode adds, if you're in an emergency situation, like at an ELC or something, a certain level of a little bit of security in a way that maybe, you know, you don't, the public doesn't have everything, have to hear everything that's being sent back and forth. Not just the intent is to encrypt, but, you know, packet radio certainly had an edge, and J65 and a number of the modes, and a lot of the radios now come right out of the shelf with that. So that, it's kind of nice just to be versed in that. But a lot of people receive messages, and you bring up an interesting point about transmitting, putting a message together, knowing what the group count is, and, you know, not exceeding 25 words a minute and all the rules and regulations. It's been a long, long time since I've heard anyone really address that. The only net, and I could be totally incorrect on this, the only one that I've heard in the preamble is on 147.300, the 9030 net. They offer training for those that request it. There are some nets around, I think Aries Racing's nets, that do provide some training too, but I know they make that part of the preamble where if people want to learn about traffic handling or putting a message together, they will provide that. That's on 147.300 every night at 9 o'clock, and they offer that in the preamble and at the beginning of the net and the conclusion. But outside of that, anybody can receive it, and, a lot of people, it is an interesting thing to have a skill in doing, and of course, we're spoiled here. We're spoiled at 2 meters, and UHF, I remember the day with NYPLN getting on the, and you probably do too, the 75-meter band, and barely being able to hear something, and trying to copy, you know, messages, especially if it was an emergency. I know they take the message handling very seriously with the race event on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I think it's still on that frequency. But anyways, it's a good thing to learn how to do, and there's a lot of guides out there for it. So we'll turn it back over to you. It sounds like you want to get some possible snowmobiling in, and I know the Moose Order offers up a trail listing of what to stay on and stay away from and possibility. So, but we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone and listen here for a while. But you bring up some very interesting points about the traffic. Receiving, you know, piece of cake. Sending, formulating, another whole story. WATU back to net.
Uh,
Okay, John. Well, I can remember in years past that many somebody doing it at a meeting. You know, you'd have somebody who was really knowledgeable come in and they'd hand you out a form, they'd hand you out a piece of paper with a filled with a message, and they had. You'd kind of have little reference numbers for all the boxes and stuff, and they'd go through it. You know, this is how you do the preamble and the check, and this is how you count the words. And boy, if you read the NTS manual, it's very, very specific about how things are done. And, you know, this is when you say figures, and this is when you say I spell and mixed group and stuff like that. The problem with that I have is that I don't do traffic, voice traffic, enough. And B, it's not exactly the same as doing it on Mars thing. You know, some of the pro words and whatever are a little bit different, but not that much. You know, I always found that it was kind of fun doing that. It was, you know, a sort of a learning experience and trying to be precise. But a lot of people just don't seem to be interested in it. I don't know. Anyway, I don't see, you know, they say, well, it's obsolete. Well, it's, you know, what well, you know, I don't know what good sitting in front of the computer and playing, I don't know, whatever shoot 'em up game you want to play, or Age of Empires, or, you know, all the nonsense games on Facebook. What a waste of time. Here's something that, yeah, you may never use it, but it is a skill, and it's something that it's really fun to try and be precise with. You know, it's a little bit of a challenge, and it may come in a lot handier than being able to blast aliens or, you know, enemy soldiers or something on a computer. Okay, anyway, so much for that. N2KPR, go ahead.
Okay, I guess everybody's forgotten the ice storm we had up north. There was a lot of traffic passed during that storm. Yes, I was in the middle of it. I was at home, taking traffic and continuing it through. There is the manual out there for sending traffic, and these forms are very, very close. And now they're the ARRL forms. They're using a very similar form to the Red Cross form and the military forms and the FEMA forms. And they're all very, very close now. So that people get, you know, instead of having to get different protocols, they're trying to keep them all pretty much alike. And ICANN also has Jack will send you information on passing traffic, how to do it. I've got information here. I can send that out too if anybody wants it. And yeah, you're right. We do need to get some more traffic involved, you know, more involved in traffic here. But a lot of people think traffic is real hard to pass. It's not what you get used to it, burning all the basics of it. Once you get that down pat, it's nothing. You couldn't even quit using forms, just write it out on paper afterwards. But I think it's making me a great idea to have practice
and that
every now and then too. Thank you, Pete.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, and one of the nice things about FL Digi and FL Message is all the forms are in FL Message. They're all there. And if you want to send a 213 or a standard Red Cross message or whatever it is, you just pick that form and fill it out. And you know, it's like having that blank piece of paper with the form. You see where all the boxes are and all that. And then, of course, you know, if you send it digitally, it's really nice. But you could even use think that digital is, oh my God, that's really hard, and I don't know, you know. Well, the fact is, I need a computer. The fact is that it is not that hard. I have a Dell Mini 9 laptop. This is like a 2000, I don't know, 7, 8 vintage. It was a freebie giveaway from Frontier. I didn't get it directly. I bought it from a friend of mine. You know, so that tells you how low-end the thing was at the time. I think it was, you know, they claimed a $400 computer, FL Digi will run on anything. I mean, it'll run on you find an old Windows 98 laptop or desktop or whatever, it'll run on that, it'll run on Linux or whatever. So it runs on almost nothing, you don't need any kind of a fancy computer. And you really don't need any kind of hardwired interface between the computer and the radio. All you gotta make sure is that the computer's got a microphone and speaker, and the radio's got a microphone and speaker, and you stick the microphone of one up to the speaker of the other, and when you want to transmit, you know, you squeeze your push to talk on the radio, and then you click the transmit button on the computer. And that's the best way, actually the absolute best way to start out playing with it, because that's the fallback, and, you know, then you can use it with any radio. You can use it with a CB or a FRS radio, or you could do it over the telephone, whatever. So I'm kind of, I'm not too interested in doing all digital for actual QSOs, but boy, it sure is slick for messages, and it is kind of fun, and you do get, it is true, PSK31, 10, 20 watts, little antenna. It's very, very good because it's so narrow band that doesn't take a lot of power, and you just see these call signs from all over the world, basically, that you've probably never heard on HF unless you spend a lot of time hunting them down. Anyway, something I recommend everybody should do it. I don't have a lot of laptops to give away, but I certainly could fix you up with an older tower with maybe Windows XP, or I probably even have some even older than that. But they're pretty easy to come by, especially if you have a little space and you can get old CRT monitors pretty much giveaways now, even the older LCDs you find them fairly cheap once in a while at a yard sale. You just have to, hope that the thing works. But anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. And do we have any other check-ins this evening? Over.
KD2AIT.
All right, KD2AIT, and I think there was a KB2NBU, but you were kind of fuzzy, distorted. Try it again.
KC2NBU.
Okay, that was better that time. I don't know what happened before that. KD2AIT, go ahead.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. We're having a bit of snow here. Just shoveled the deck here a little bit. I think we had 8 or 9 inches of snow. I don't know how much more we're supposed to get tonight. I haven't been following the weather forecast, but I bet it's probably a lot. Something like that. We'll see what happens. Look at the radar. Looks like we're going to get a little break here for about an hour or so, and then there's another band coming in behind it. I've just been working on learning a new platform here, architecture, I guess you could say there. Been programming up a new app using Laravel 5. It's a pretty interesting thing to play around with if you like to do PHP coding. It makes it a lot easier, especially if you got a good IDE. And I whipped up an app here in the last couple weeks. Kind of neat. So we've been playing around here. The kids are helping test it out, and it's a lot of fun. So
Jeff. Yeah, you know, I got to really get rolling on some of that. I was looking the other day, yesterday. I said I got to get myself I might end up, you know, swapping in my old Nokia standard phone for a smartphone. I'm not going to go with a $5,500 a month contract. But I was thinking of getting, I've been thinking for a long time, I just get some little tablet. And I got looking around at one of the outfits that I must have bought something from at one time. They send these specials, and they've got some, it was an Acer Iconia 1 or something like that. You know, refurb, $60. So I looked at that, and the reviews on it, it's like, I could spend a little more on that. And I came across one, I can't remember the brand name, it's not one of the big brands, I think on Amazon. It's a dual, it's got Windows 10 and Android. And it's like $100, you know, half the list price on Amazon. And the reviews on it seem to be pretty good. And I thought, well, that might be a slick little thing to play with. You know, I can do some Android stuff and play with that because I haven't really played with it. And then I also have Windows 10 for things like I can load my Garmin map stuff on there. You know, and obviously it's a limited amount of storage, but that would be really great for, you know, when I'm out somewhere driving around and I got the GPS and I want to go maybe do take a hike, I can look on my National Geographic Adirondack Explorer, but whatever they call it, Adirondack Trail. That would be real slick. And the price is cheap enough that, you know, unless it's a super disappointment, I probably can't go wrong. So I might try that. Anyway, and then, yeah, I think that would be, maybe that's where the money is, right in apps. Everybody's got smartphones and they download apps like crazy. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Anyway, KC2NBU, Ray, I was looking, I just looking on the computer here at Honda snow blowers, and they ain't cheap, you know, at least the list price, but who knows, maybe at the end of the year or something, you know, if I could blow snow 40, 50 feet, I could probably, in these big storms in particular, I could cut my time in half or thirds or quarters, and if you figure the time that I'm not spending out there as far as, you know, potential time of making money, I probably pay for the thing before too long, and then I could sell my John Deere one here for probably what I paid for it, which I think was $500. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a good 10-horse John Deere in good shape. So I don't know. I'm probably not going to rush one out and buy one during the middle of the winter here. I'll deal with the rest of the winter, but I'm kind of thinking that might be a fun thing. One question: how you know, with the tracks, how easy is it to turn compared to wheels? I mean, I got a little, you know, I got to maneuver around here, and I think it has some kind of steering clutch kind of thing, but I don't know. Over.
Mine is probably 12 years old. It doesn't have it. It doesn't have any sort of steering thing. You basically hold on to the one handle that, and let the other track pull it forward to steer it. But I had ones with tires all the time before that, with and without tire chains. And the track drive is so much less work. It's I would rather have to muscle it to steer it any day over having to push the darn thing into a snowbank or into a snowdrift that it just doesn't want to go into.
Yeah, well, you're right, because, you know, this way, but I say that they weren't thinking, and the side that you got to, you know, lean down there and put the pin in to lock the axle is the same side as the muffler. So whenever you do that, you're putting your face right in front of that muffler. And you could have put it on the other side, I think. It maybe has something to do with the way the drive is internally. I'd have to look at it. But when you lock the two wheels together, it doesn't turn that easy anyway. And like you say, when you've got to drive it in the heavy snow or the snow banks, you got to have the wheels locked or forget it. Anything but just real light, not too deep, fresh snow, you pretty much have to have it solid axle. Otherwise, the one wheel will just spin and it won't go anywhere. So I don't know. But I'm just looking on this. I don't know what, you know, maybe they have a different model. This is what I'm looking at here. This is a, must be a little bigger. This is 28-inch. And it says on the specs, steering system, steering clutches. So I don't know if that's just a sort of a differential, really, what they're saying there, or if it's got some kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't see any real control that way. But in any case, so much for that. Anyway, it's, you know, I look at it as well, you know, it's like kind of like a chainsaw. It's a good toy, but boy, I tell you, having a good one. So, the 24-inch one is MSRP 2469 or 2519 with electric start. That's not too bad of a difference, but, you know, I'm not rushing out and spending $2,500, but hey, that's the suggested price, and in the spring or the summer, or somebody moving, you never know. All right, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Kind of long tonight because I've talked a lot and we had quite a few check-ins. Do we have any other check-ins or do we have any comments? Over.
KPR? WAT with comments.
Okay, we got KPR and WA2U. Into KPR first.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that digital mode. I've never heard of it. And that's got to be something that's fairly new, isn't it?
No. Actually, I don't know how many years FL Digi has been around. Very many years now. I mean, I don't know about 10, but more than 5. I don't know, really. And there's a program, it's more than that. There's a program that a lot of people are familiar with called DigiPan. And DigiPan is basically a program that does PSK31, which is a narrow bandwidth digital mode. It's 31, PSK31, because it's 31 hertz wide. And the symbol rate or the data rate, it was designed to be send data about as fast as the average person can type. So it's not real fast, but it's very narrow band. It works in very low power, you know, on HF. You 10 watts and you're talking to, you know, around the world. Of course, on 20 meters, you'd do that anyway sometimes, but... Then along the way, all kinds of digital modes have been designed. There's one called MT63, MT multi-tone, multi-tone, 63 tones, and then there's variations of that depending on the bandwidth and the interleave. There's one called Olivia, which is a multi-tone thing. Which is a really, it will work with negative signal to noise ratios. You can't even hear basically the stuff, but the computer will hear it and decode it 100%. There's a variation called Contestia, which is a little faster, and it sacrifices a little bit of the noise performance. There's MFSK, multi-tone, frequency shift keying. There's all kinds of... called FL Digi. It's FL, it's Fast Light Digital. So it's FL Digi. And if you get on the computer and just search FL Digi, you'll come up with some results for that. It's a free program, it's a free download. There's a companion program to FL Digi called FL Message, which basically has like the radiogram and ICS 213 and the Red Cross form and all those forms. And you can... FL Digi will receive it. It will be recognized that this is a message, a form. A picture of that in a web page version of it, and it'll save the message, and you can print them out. Then there's other programs that go along with that as well. But anyway, that's it. So FL Fox Lima Digi. India. You can use it with any radio in the world. You can use it any way you could get audio between two places. You could... It's not necessary, especially for, doing it sort of keyboard to keyboard would be a pain because you'd have to keep squeezing your push.
Okay, is anybody else hearing that stuff besides me? You sound like you were totally blocked on. I don't even know where that signal was coming from. Because I didn't hear it until just a few minutes ago. So, I just wanted to let you know.
It sounds like there's a carrier chucker out there, as they used to say on CB, on 2PFM.
Somebody must have gotten themselves a new radio for Christmas, then. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me, too, but I couldn't tell where it was from, because he was coming through most of it, but there were a lot of it, I should say. Anyway, back in that, enter KPF.
Could also be his mic cord problem.
No, I mean, I'm on a different radio. I was using Vox. I'll turn that off. But I notice every time, I quit transmitting, the repeater hangs an awful long time before you get the beep. And I'm hearing this little noise in it. And I just turned off the 746 Pro and tried it with my other radio, and I hear the same thing, so I'm assuming it's not me. Something going on there. Ray, and let's see, was it, I think was, did you have a comment, or was it John?
WATU had a comment.
Okay.
I had a comment, Pete, WATU. Did you turn it to me, WATU?
Yeah, I turned it to you. I hear we got some interfering signal apparently getting into the repeater. That time I heard some voices there. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay, I hear Mark. He can do whatever he's going to do after I'm done. All right, yeah, the first thing you got to do is just ignore any kind of stuff, because once you start that, then the horses are out of the corral, as they say. So that's the first rule of thumb. So anyways, yeah, you brought up the computer thing. It's just too bad, Pete, that there's no collector
you know, you wonder how many computers that would be readily accessible for digital mode never make it where they're supposed to be, you know, where they could have some use. That is a good way to recycle stuff, whether it's 98 or, you know, some of the old Windows stuff or DOS-based stuff would work well for that. Believe it or not, I read some articles in QST where they were doing J65. They were doing EME. So there's a lot of digital stuff that can be used. I find it incredible for moon bounce, but hey, you know, whatever works. They've done moon bounce EME with 24 gigahertz stuff. So I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe Mark wants to participate in the Black River Valley service net. It's very weak signal, noisy, could be the weather. So I'll turn it back over to you, Pete, and thanks for doing the net and bringing up some thought-provoking topics. WATU, back over to you.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, what I find amazing is that this is really quite powerful digital signal processing when you see. Which is like real slow. They sort of integrate the bits. Got some that are going to get thrown out because, you know, there's not enough hands around that want them. Everybody's pretty much got, I guess if you can afford, you know. Black River Valley Service Net, and do we have any other check-ins, comments, or whatever? Over.
KC2MBU comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, most of your last transmissions were walked all over 80% of the time. K2DHR left me some tracking equipment, some tracking antennas that we can hook up mobile. We can track this idiot down.
Yeah, you know, that's actually doing those fox hunt kind of things as practice is a fun thing. I haven't done it since probably the late 80s. That you could rotate all the way around. I don't know how you do that because it's not on the top. And when you had a problem like that, you could. Whatever. It would be kind of a cool thing. Okay, we'll have to work on that. I'm putting out 100 watts on my, you know, new fairly high gain Ringo. So if somebody's getting into it, they're either real close or they got a ton of power or something. I don't know. Okay, this is KC2WI. Any further comments? Over.
Yeah, they're up in the Boonville area, Pete. WATU.
Yeah, I wonder if they know it's illegal and they could be prosecuted for interfering. It would be fun to have a fox hunt, and I'm sure the police would like to know about it, what we find.
WAQ with a quick comment for that control, Pete.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Every voice transmission on the radio, we had hassles with this in Syracuse, just like we all have a thumbprint, so unless they throw the radio away, the transmitted RF actually has a thumbprint. Every radio has its own thumbprint, so once it's copied down, then it renders it, unless they got a special radio they want to buy just for this purpose, but WATU back to net. So the more they talk, that's all to everyone's benefit. WATU back to net.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two or three strikes. So one is malicious interference, and the other is if it's someone who doesn't have a license, then they get nailed for that. And if they do have a license, then they get nailed, and the license gets taken away on top of what the FCC calls a... Well, they use an oddball term, notice of forfeiture or something, but so yeah, it's multiple counts possibly there. Okay, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for any additional check-ins or comments. Over.
KD2JBC.
82JBC, go ahead.
I just sat in here listening to you guys for a minute, and well, we didn't get much snow like everybody else did. We ended up about 12, 13 inches, moving snow most of the day. And got all that done, coming to the house, had supper this evening, and we're down here, Pete, working with this FL Digi, trying to set it all up and see if we can do anything.
Yeah, well, as far as the if you got an interface, same, you know, thing will work at DigiPan, and you pretty much just install it, put your call sign in there, and it wants to know your QTH and that kind of stuff, and, you know, and you're pretty much all set. If you install, I have to remember now, because it's been a while, if you install FL message, which is a good thing to do, you have to go into FL Digi. I'm bringing it up right here now. You have to go into FL Digi configuration, and it's hard to find some of this stuff. But you go into the NBEMS, which I can't find now. But and I think you got to tell FL Digi where the FL message executable is so that it will automatically bring it up, and then there's a couple settings in FL message when you install that, which that's secondary. But FL Digi itself is really pretty straightforward, and it should work. Over.
Roger, Pete. Okay, we're going to clear back to the net control. Good evening, gentlemen, and we're going to go back playing with this FL Digi and see what we can come up with. KD2JBC, we're clearing out of sight.
Okay, I found it. And in the FL Digi configuration, when you get that open with all the tabs, there's a tab, miscellaneous tab, and under that, there's a NBEMS tab, and there's a box that says FL message, and you put in the location of it, which is going to be, you know, C:\Program Files, or if it's 64-bit Windows, then it's a C:\Program Files, parentheses x86, / FL message, dash 2.0.10, whatever the version you put in there, FLMSG.exe, and that's your path, and there's a couple other things we can talk about sometime if you want to do it. This is KC2WI, it's Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over. Okay, we'll make this the last call. Check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. All right. Well, this was a good net. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 check-ins, which is pretty really good. and a nice some nice discussion. So thanks everyone for checking in and sticking around. I'll say